Good evening, everyone. Just a short halacha before we dive in Maariv. At the end of, towards the end of Siman Kuf Chav Ches, so the Kitzur quotes an important minog. Noagin la'asos hataras nedarim be'erev Rosh Hashanah. The minog is that we do hataras nedarim, which loosely translated revocation of vows, on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, why is this dafka at the end of Rosh, why is Erev Rosh Hashanah? So, of course, the simple answer is, because the Gemara discussed, we saw this in Daf Yomi a little while ago, in Meseches Nedarim, about the Chomer B'Nedarim, how important it is, or how severe it is to have unfulfilled vows. And therefore, because as we enter in, take leave of 1 year, enter into a new year, we're looking to close out any open-ended items. So in the event that a person has a neder that they took, that they did not fulfill, will be unable to fulfill, don't want to fulfill, so we don't want them going into Yom Tov with that baggage. But the Kitzur actually says something additional, and he writes, Vaharemez, the scriptural allusion to this is, Lo yachel devaro kichol. Now the entire pasuk is, Lo yachel devaro, a person should not profane his words, kichol ayotze mipiv yasa, whatever you say, you should fulfill. But if you look at the phrase, Lo yachel devaro kichol, those words, you should not profane your words, kichol, all. If you look at the last letters of each of those words, it's Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed. Another scriptural allusion to Elul. Therefore, says the Kitzur, because this phrase spells out from what we call the Sophios, the end letters Elul, therefore the Teremes, and it's accustomed to recite on Elul. Misha eno mebin mashu, omer b'lashon HaKodesh, someone who does not understand Hataras Nadarim in Hebrew, yomar b'lashon Ashkenaz kemoshu mebinus. He says, literally, you could say it in Yiddish, like everyone speaks. But what he means over here is that at the end of the day, you could say Hataras Nadarim, and one should say Hataras Nadarim in any language that one understands. But to take it a step further, if one does not understand the paragraph they are reciting, then one really has not accomplished anything, because Hataras Nedarim is not some type of ritual, it's an actual revocation. The revocation ever requires knowledge and clarity as to the process. Therefore, says the Kitzur, if a person doesn't speak Lashon HaKodesh or doesn't understand the Hebrew, then one is permitted to recite Hataras Nedarim in any language which one understands. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, Shomon Shmach Elizako, says Yisrael, Lefichach, Hirbalam Tumitzo, Shneamad, Nechavitz, Matzidko, Yagdil, Torah, Vyadir.